From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. Russia says they didn't do it on a few counts. Russia Wednesday dismissed a New York Times report that members of U.S. President Trump's campaign and other associates were in contact with senior Russian intelligence officials ahead of the November U.S. election. The Times cited four current and former U.S. officials as saying law enforcement and intelligence agencies intercepted calls and had phone records involving Trump's one-time campaign manager, Paul Manafort, and several other unnamed associates. The Times said Manafort called the account absurd. In Moscow, presidential spokesman Dmitry Peskov said Wednesday the report is not based on any facts, while Russian media quoted the country's foreign intelligence service as saying reports about the contacts were unfounded. The president's national security advisor, Mr. Flynn, resigned Monday after information became public about contacts he had with Russian ambassador Sergei Kislyak ahead of Trump's inauguration last month. The White House said Tuesday Trump was advised nearly 3 weeks ago that Flynn had misled Vice President Mike Pence about the conversation. White House spokesman Sean Spicer said the president and his close advisors had been reviewing and evaluating that information on a daily basis for a few weeks before Flynn's resignation.
The president was very concerned that General Flynn had misled the vice president and others. He was also very concerned in light of sensitive subjects dealt with by that position of national security advisors like China, North Korea, and the Middle East, that the president must have complete and unwavering trust for the person in that position.
More at VOAnews.com as we continue to follow this story. This is VOA News. A Trump administration official says Russia has deployed a cruise missile in violation of a long-standing treaty between the two nations. The Obama administration 3 years ago accused the Russians of violating the INF treaty by developing and testing the prohibited cruise missile, according to officials who had anticipated that Moscow eventually would deploy it. Russia denies that it has violated the INF treaty. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said Wednesday that any noncompliance on the part of Russia to adhere to the Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Treaty would be of great concern.
Compliance with the arms control agreements is of great importance, and especially when it comes to treaties covering nuclear weapons. Therefore, any non-compliance with the INF treaty will be of great concern for the alliance.
Stoltenberg was speaking to reporters at a NATO defense ministers meeting in Brussels. By signing the INF treaty in 1987, the United States and former Union of Soviet Socialist Republics agreed to stop the development and use of all ground-launched ballistic and cruise missiles with ranges of between 500 and 5,500 kilometers. A senior White House official says peace between Israel and the Palestinians does not have to be through a two-state solution, and that it is up to the two parties to decide. The official said the United States will not dictate what the terms of peace will be. That official spoke to reporters on the eve of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's visit today to Washington. The official U.S. position has long been that Israel and the Palestinians should negotiate an agreement to divide into separate states, which would likely leave the Palestinians in control of Gaza, all a part of the West Bank and their envisioned capital in East Jerusalem. The United Nations also backs the two-state path. Senior Palestinian official Saeb Erekat rejected any suggestion the two-state solution be abandoned, saying that replacing it means maintaining the status quo of apartheid.
Those who believe that they can undermine the two-state solution and replace it with what I call one state, two systems, maintaining the status quo now, apartheid, I don't think in the 21st century they will get away with it. It's impossible.
A senior White House official said President Trump is hopeful to bring the two sides together to discuss peace, but the process will not be a high priority for the new administration. The official also said that Netanyahu's visit will usher in a new relationship between Israel and the United States. I'm Ira Melman, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.